comes Tony's mailbag. Got your email, faxes, and your notes. Here comes Tony's mailbag. Gonna read some for all you folks.
Hi, everybody. It's Jerry Negrelli with the TK Jingles Podcast. Today's going to be a very special episode where we're going to go back in time a little bit and talk about how this all began and kind of walk through the evolution of the TK Jingles from the spoof of Gary's version that you just heard right there into what they've become today. So that song by Gary SG3 Braun was first recorded and written back in around 1992 when Tony first went on the radio here in D.C., and that served as the mailbag open for years and years, back when the mailbag used to run quite a bit longer as well. And that was a staple of the show, basically from 92 through 2013, with a periodic switch to a cover of that song by Darius Rucker.
Here comes Tony's mailbag. Get your emails, faxes, and your notes. Here comes Mr. Tony's mailbag. Gonna read some for all of your folks.
All right, so with limited exception, that version there by Darius and the original by Gary Braun were the only two mailbag jingles that aired for the better part of 20 years. And I know that on the message boards, among the most hated things about Tony Kornheiser's show and whatever else, that song was always right there. And now that's been replaced by, you know, myself and everybody else's jingles. But at least there's a little variety now. So around February 2013, Gary and Nigel put a call out to the Littles to record their own versions of the mailbag song and to send them in. And they said that if they were any good, and even if they stunk, especially if they did, they'd play them and share them with everybody. So I'm going to play you the very first one and then a limited selection of a few that followed soon after that. I don't have the originals. These are excerpts from the show for the most part, so there may be a little bit of chatter in there. I'll try to cut it out as much as possible, but basically folks started sending in covers of that exact tune. Sometimes they'd do it just with an instrument like a violin or a fife. Sometimes they'd sing it a cappella. Sometimes they would add a little bit of music to the background. So now let's listen to a couple of those.
Here comes Tony's mailbag. Get your emails, faxes, and your notes. Here comes Tony's mailbag. We're gonna read some for all you folks.
Take that, Gary.
Here comes Tony's mailbag. You got your email, faxes, and your notes. Here comes Mr. Tony's mailbag. You're gonna read some for all of your folks.
Yeah, this one's for Tony. Yeah, we love you.
All right, so that last one there, Danny Miller's I Want to Hold Your Mailbag Beatles cover, was, to me, a seminal moment in this whole mailbag thing because it showed that you didn't have to follow the rules anymore. You could set it to your own tune. You could just really get creative and have fun with it, do an impression, do something different. And, you know, that was great. But still, for the next few weeks after that, most of the tunes that came in were still just covers of Gary's songs in different stylings. Now, that all changed in early May when they decided to have a ticket contest for a Paul McCartney concert. So they opened it up to everybody to just be creative, do something fun. And so this first tune I'm going to play is by Eric Stur. It was a Beach Boys song. I thought it was pretty good. Then the first one I did was an a cappella song because I didn't really know how to do recording period at the time. And I think it shows a little bit in the recording, but the content I think is still strong and stands on its own to this day. So I really wanted to think outside the box and try to do something a little bit different in terms of the format and the lyrics and the content and just have fun with it and be a little bit silly. And I think that I did that all right. Then we've got the one that won that contest, which is a little bit more traditional, the Two of Us cover by Patrick McCarthy. followed by a Sound of Silence cover by Matt Spada that I think, had it been played that week, could easily have won, because I think it did a lot of what I had done in terms of being a little more creative and then also having that production quality and sound quality of Patrick's version. So here we go. So those were highlights from the Paul McCartney ticket contest. And I think that contest served a couple of purposes. First, it really raised the bar. It showed that Littles were very creative and talented and could rise to great new heights when challenged to do so. It showed that you could paint outside the lines and go in totally new directions in terms of the lyrics and the melody and everything else, the production, and that if it was good and funny, that they would play it and enjoy it. And secondly, on a personal level for me, I think it really put a chip on my shoulder, as evidenced by the hundreds or so jingles that I've done since then. I really felt like, I'd put forward a good effort and I wanted to do even better. So it really helped drive me, losing that contest, really helped drive me to go above and beyond and try to find new and different ways to make this fun. A lot of people have asked me over the year, this past year, to try to cover songs for them or sing for them. And I've done it periodically, but honestly, to me, the thing that I love about this is the comedy side and the writing side. So, I do some silly performances and such, but I really, really enjoy trying to think of new ways to take this exact same thing, email, faxes, and notes, and spin it into something new and different that still sounds fresh after the hundreds and hundreds of songs that have already been done. And trying to find a way to do that and the satisfaction after you've done it is really rewarding for me at this point. All right, so now I'd like to share a few of the early jingles that I did. After that contest, as I thought about new ways to cover the mailbag, I drifted back to songs that I really performed doing at karaoke or just singing in the car because of the ridiculous voices involved. The first is the Willie Nelson Julio Iglesias duet. That song is just so preposterously silly, but I love it. And then the Joe Cocker Jennifer Warnes duet, which is also just ridiculous, but also a great song. Followed by one of the first true great impressions. I mean, mine are just silly impressions. This I thought was actually a great impression by Slim Stanton of Randy Newman. So here we go.
Here comes Tony's mailbag.
He got your emails, the faxes, and the notes.
He's gonna read a few.
And maybe I could.
For all you folks, Mr. Tony's always moaning
and kvetching about his day.
The bald orange man continues groaning. He gets so carried away.
He got your emails, faxes, and notes.
Here comes Tony's mailbag. He's gonna read some for you folks. Nigel screens it all. What's with the pony? That ass a teak. Wendy Rieger still out of his league. Tony,
we love to sing the mailbag song about a grumpy old man and his little fans. Now everybody sing along like your Billy Joe or Julio. Sometimes these jingles go too long, so we fade them out. Yes, we fade them out.
Here comes Tony's mailbag. Got your emails, faxes, and your notes. Yes, Tony's mailbag. Read some of all of you folks. I fried my chicken, working some rub, baking $3.75 for an hour or so, bub. My next door neighbor, she teaches high school French. Right on 3rd Street, right on Springfield. Jump on the interstate and I'm on my way. Can't catch the 67A. I love TK. I love TK. I love TK.
All right, so you can hear that the mailbag jingle by June of 2013 was really starting to evolve into something different. Gone are the days of the 22nd parody of Gary, and now it's getting to be a much more complicated endeavor. I think that, as a general rule of thumb, I try to keep these things at 45 seconds to a minute because you don't want to dominate the whole mailbag segment, and the worst is to be faded out when you've got a bunch of creative content. So if I've got something that's running long, I'll try to compress the verses together and just sandwich them so that all my best material is up in the first 45 seconds. And then if it's going to run longer than that, I'll let it go. But generally, I try to keep these things short. I mean, you could write 3-minute songs every time, and certainly I think John Fitzpatrick is a great example of how they can still be funny for 3.5 minutes. But if you want it to be on the show, and if you want it to be to have the highest impact on the show, then you really got to try to put that stuff up front. So this next song, I'm just going to end this podcast with a little reflection on what to me was a culmination of some of those silly early tunes, and really trying to think of ways to expand this format and do something different. So I wrote a We Didn't Start the Fire parody. That song is the first cassette tape that I ever purchased. I saw Billy on SNL when I was a teenager, and I loved that song. And shortly after that, I purchased Vanilla Ice, I think. So, you know, it just kind of shows you the times I was living in and the great music that I was a fan of at the time. But anyway, that song always stuck in my mind, and I loved that song. And it occurred to me that that would be a really fun way to pay homage to the mailbag itself. So I wrote about a 50-second or so parody, which I thought would be right around the cap of what they would play. And it was all about the people of the mailbag and, you know, Bill Ehecka, Mike and Burke, everybody that writes into the show. And then I faded it out at the end because I didn't want to, you know, push it and have this thing run on too long. And so it aired and it was well received. Gary tweeted about it, I remember, and it was really nice, and I felt good that they'd enjoyed it. But I started to get email from people, from friends and family, and even on the show, Gary and Nigel would defend themselves saying, Hey, we didn't fade him out, you know, that's how it was written, yada yada. So I had an email exchange with Nigel and I said, hey, it sounds like you know, people thought that there was more to this song. I can certainly put together a full length version if you'd like. And he said, yeah, that would be great. So in mid-June 2013, I took a trip to the Outer Banks, and for the 6.5-hour drive from Annandale, Virginia, down to Avon, North Carolina, I tormented my wife by just singing this song to myself and thinking, what would be a good alternate here? You know, Gary's in Kabukistan, Ann Spencer Maine is in Cannes. Oh, that might be funny. So I've got reams and reams and reams of notes on this song, and many, many different verses and iterations that I went through. And it was honed over the course of that week. So as I would find free time, just walking the dogs on the beach or, you know, hanging out there, relaxing, that song was constantly in my mind because, you know, Tony is always one show away or one contract away from never doing this again based on his, you know, just the history of the show where he goes off for periods of time. So I really wanted it to be special, and I really wanted to put a lot of effort into it. So I'm going to leave this podcast with that tune. And then next time, in part two of this series, we're going to pick up with Tony's return in Labor Day of 2013 and then go through some of the first. We'll talk about the first one that really rips on the podcast delay and the very first TK Littles collaboration, the first song to be featured in the show open, things like that. And then just play a few of the highlights of songs that were cut off that maybe were a little bit too long and just showcase those a little bit. So thank you for listening. And with that, I leave you with We Didn't Open the Mailbag.
Bill Ehecka, Mike and Burke, tell me how you get to work. Sticker me 4-2 chance haiku. Littles cover Gary song, sponsored by Diamonds. Wedding invitations, what's your neighbor do? Josh in Moselle, Miss Ivy, who the goddess? Neil in Rockville, Hitler stamps, paging Dr. Mike. Radio for old guys, Will Bond's not surprised.
Get out on your bike tonight, everybody do it wide.
Here comes Tony's mailbag, now he got your emails, faxes and notes. Here comes Tony's mailbag, and he's gonna read some for all your folks.
Window Nation, Bagel City, Wendy Rieger is so pretty. Holes, caps, joke, don't bet with Gene the Greek. Junior wants a little money, chimpanzees and baby monkeys. Kelleher, sneak peek, no guests on PTI this week.
Liz is down in Jungle Land, Under Armour lap bands. Gary's in Kabukistan, Tori drives a bus. Geffer, Phobe, save the dates. Kevin S. prognosticates. Windhurst, Livingston, what'd you eat for lunch? Smith's for Luga, Bob Ryan, David loves American. Do you know who I am? A real important bald man.
Weasels run, Snyder Station, shovel type situation. End the podcast delay, what else do I have to say?
Here comes Tony's mailbag. He has supper at 5 and he's asleep by 8. Here comes Tony's mailbag.
be back again after Labor Day.
Here comes